This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Only 24% of renters said it was extremely likely that they would ever own a home, 11 percentage points lower than 4 years ago, according to the survey by mortgage finance giant Freddie Mac. Of the renters surveyed, 82% said renting was more affordable than buying, 15 percentage points higher than February of 2018. Of the renters who moved in the last 2 years, 44% said they did so because they could no longer afford their rent, according to the survey. In the wake of the Janus decision and the predicted demise of public sector unions losing agency fees, collectively the 10 large public employee unions lost 309,612 fee payers in 2018, yet that group reported a combined gain of 132,312 dues-paying members. A new federal study has found the leak in 2004, 12 miles off the Louisiana coast, when a Taylor Energy Company platform sank during Hurricane Ivan, is worse than previously reported. 4,500 gallons are being released every day, not the 3 or 4 gallons the company had been claiming. Nonprofit hospitals are more likely than for-profit hospitals to garnish wages of patients, according to a study of Virginia hospitals by the Journal of American Medical Association. Despite being tax-exempt and ostensibly charitable, nonprofit hospitals sued patients 20,000 times in 2017. Arizona hospitals have put legal claims on patients' personal injury settlements. University of Kentucky Healthcare, a nonprofit, was sued for using a state revenue department to collect bills. The adolescent suicide rate is at its highest in 20 years, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Over the last 3 decades, the wealthiest 1% of Americans saw their net worth grow by $21 trillion, while the wealth of the bottom 50% fell by $900 billion. Sales at independent bookstores had an average annual growth of 7.5% over the past 5 years, according to the American Booksellers Association. 74 nursing homes with mortgages insured by HUD are among 478 homes identified by Senator Patrick Toomey and Senator Bob Casey, both of Pennsylvania, as having serious deficiencies. HUD guarantees over $20 billion in mortgages for 2,368 nursing homes, or 15% of the industry. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.